Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and please stop over at our world famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Well, today I'm going to continue on one of my favorite subjects, and I've been on this for quite a while, is kind of our purpose in life, our mission, our vision. I'm finding more and more, talking with clients and people in general, that there is a lack of why a person is here on the planet. We have gotten so distracted with internet and connecting and Facebooking and Twittering and TVs and movies and a lot of other things that have distracted us, have externally distracted us, that we're not taking time to internally research ourselves or internally question why we are here. And I go back to Robert Diltz's neurological levels, which are based on Bateson's logical levels of learning, and I put this on my blog, as well as I've written several articles on this. The neurological levels build on each other, and the first one is the environment, where we are, where we live, and then that helps produce behaviors, and those behaviors are based on our capabilities are based on our values and beliefs, and that's where a lot of people just stop. And I've divided this into how we live. We live by our values and our beliefs, what we're capable of doing, our behaviors with those capabilities within a specific environment. And in order to change, according to NLP and neurological levels and logical levels, in order to change one aspect of this, you have to change it at the level above. So in order to change your environment, your behavior has to change first. And in order for your behaviors to change, your capabilities have to change. And that makes sense, because if you're doing a certain behavior, but you don't know how to do another behavior, your capabilities have to change first. Well, your capabilities change by your values and beliefs about that capability. And that's where a lot of us stay, is we look at what we're capable of doing, we behave in a certain way, and we do this in a specific environment. And it's become so automatic that we go through this routine day in and day out with no purpose behind it. We have these beliefs and values which are residing in our unconscious, and our unconscious directs our actions. And our actions are based on our capabilities, and our capabilities, our behaviors, are environmentally dependent. So it's this circle, in this first half is how we live, is we just get caught in a cycle of not even looking at our values, beliefs, maybe expanding our capabilities a little bit. Obviously, going to school when we're younger, we are expanding our capabilities, whether it's a trade school or a intellectual school of some sort. But after a while, we stop exploring our capabilities, thinking that that's all we have right now, that's all we're capable of doing, and we stop. And that stopping of the capabilities is based on our values and beliefs. But when we stop expanding our capabilities, we then diminish our behaviors, our actions. And our actions only are so limited and within, again, the environment. Another way you can look at it is the motivations behind what we do are driven by our values, our beliefs. What we do with that, the direction or the strategies, like I like to say, is based on our capabilities, and the behavior is the actions or tactics that we take. And again, if we continue just to loop through this, we have no real purpose in life. So in the second part, or the higher part, is where our mission, vision, and purpose. And I know there's a lot of individuals that lump it all together, that separate it. And I kind of like to look at it as a separate, just for the sake of explanation and seeing where things reside in our neurological levels. I kind of look at a purpose in life as more of the higher spiritual part. We have a purpose here in life, why we are here. And then we have this vision that is how we're going to demonstrate this purpose is our vision. And then how we are going to create this vision is our mission. And the intent is to keep it simple, but at the same time empowering, so that we know that there's a purpose behind what we do, and we're going to demonstrate that purpose by living our vision. And how we live our vision is by our mission. And you can look at this in the neurological level as our purpose is our spiritual aspect. Our vision is our higher self. Our mission is our identity. So when we have our mission, we can say, who am I, or who do I need to become to live my vision and mission? And the vision can be thought of as, how do I see my life in totality? What type of life am I have? And that includes everything, the environment, the beliefs, the capabilities, who I am. It rolls it all up, and that rolls into your purpose in life. And so I've been working with on the second passage is starting up higher and developing that purpose. Because when you develop that purpose, you go, oh, this is why I'm here. Then you can see, how do you want to demonstrate that in your vision? And as you start working down those neurological levels, then the change occurs. We so often, again, getting back to the bottom up, we want to change our environment, which we hope will change our behaviors, which hope will change our capabilities, which we don't know if it's going to change our beliefs or values. But when we start from the top down, it's not just one way. This is obviously bi-directional. But if we start with a higher level thinking of what is our purpose here on earth, and finding our purpose through myself or other people out there that are great at helping people find purpose in their life, and not telling them what their purpose is, because we all have our own unique purpose. And these individuals like myself and Tim Kelly and a few others help you bring that purpose out inside you. You only know what you're here for. I can't tell you, but I can give you processes that will expose or peel back the layer or pull back the curtain that will expose that purpose for you. So when you have a sense of your purpose, then you can say, how do I want to demonstrate this purpose in my life? And then you work down to your vision, and that comes from your higher self. And how do you see your life in totality? How do you see, you know, who you are, where you are, and all of that? And that purpose will then start to crystallize, become clear, your vision. And then when you have that vision, you are then able to create that mission. Who am I? Who do I need to become as an individual so that this vision will come true and I'll be able to live my purpose? And when you can identify that mission, then you take a look at your values and beliefs and say, do these values and beliefs that I have now support me in my mission, vision, and purpose? And if not, you work with an NLP practitioner or other individuals that will help you modify, change those values and beliefs so that they can support you in living through your mission and vision. And then when you get down to those values and beliefs, this is where I like, which is just a lot of fun. I like to work with individuals. Once we get past those top four levels, then we go down to the capabilities, and I like to call it the strategies. How are you going to live that? How are you going to create this vision? Because now you have the beliefs and values that you can, and you have the mission. Who am I? Who do I need to become? But now you have to have a large strategy. Or several strategies as to what direction are you going to take. And those are your capabilities. What are you capable of doing? What new capabilities do you have to include in your repertoire? And this is your strategies. And then we break them down to the behaviors, right? Those are the actions. So those are the tactics. What do I actually have to do in order for these strategies to work so that I can live into my mission and vision? And this is where, you know, we can set up a little schedule and a calendar, but what I like is this is those two capabilities and behaviors. I look at also focusing on the individual. It's the individual themselves focusing on their mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional selves. Once we get to balance out the individual, their results, their external results, their vision will start to manifest. If they're taking actions and strategies based on an imbalance within themselves, both mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, the actions are going to be unbalanced, and you're going to be getting unbalanced results. So it's down at these capabilities and behaviors. It's also not just what an individual has to do to create their mission and vision, but it's what do they have to do for themselves to create balance in their life. And when we get down to that level, then we can look at the environmental level and saying, where do I need to be to create balance in my life? Do I have a gym? Do I need to go to a church? Do I need to pray? Those things for themselves, and then what environment do they need to be in so that they can live their mission? If their mission involves a geographic location that they're not in, what do they have to do to get to that location? So I hope you can see how many of us are living from the bottom up. We're in an environment. We say, okay, I live here. This is what I got to do. What do I have to do to survive here? The behaviors. And what capabilities do I have now to survive? And that's basically where we stop, is that capabilities, behaviors, and environment. Few of us ever look at our values and beliefs to see if they support or don't support us. And then the mission, vision, purpose pretty much escapes a lot of folks. Yet we'll go through life day after day after day, putting in these actions and not having any satisfaction from it, and we come to a point in our life and going, there's got to be more to it. And that's where the second passage comes in, is to help that transition so that we can start working with purpose, vision, and mission. Whether it's second passage or other processes out there, I encourage you to start looking at purpose, vision, mission first. And that will roll down into your values, your beliefs, your capabilities, your behaviors, your environment. And that will give you a life of sustained pleasure, a life of meaning, a life of purpose, and a life of reward. Because when you start living in integrity, when I talk about integrity, meaning that your purpose is in line with your vision, is in line with your mission, your values, when all of that is in line, as well as your mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual self are aligned, when there's complete alignment, there's a flow that can happen through you so that you can live a life of abundance. Abundance of health, abundance of wealth, abundance of relationships. It's when when the alignment takes place is where you're able to have the energy flow. It's when those are out of align, if you look at any type of a system, a hose, right? When the hose is completely aligned and straight, the water goes through it. But if you have knots and tangles and it makes bends all over the place, the water's not able to flow through that correctly. Well, when you can align your purpose and mission and all of those, the hose gets straightened out, the kinks are taken out, and the flow just comes through. And this is where I am very passionate about on my second mission and my coaching, is to help with this. Please take a look at some of the other information on the site and just take a look at your life and take some time to reflect upon where you are, what you're doing, and why. So the top three, purpose, vision, mission, I talk about why we live. And the values, capabilities, behaviors, environment is how we live. And we need to start to look at why we live so that we can change how we live. So I hope you enjoyed it. It was one of these things that I'm just very passionate about, this subject, this topic, and I'm seeing more and more people receiving benefit from this information, so I wanted to make sure I hit it one more time. And really, contact me if you'd like to talk further about the coaching process or the second passage that includes a one-year coaching with it. Contact me or contact somebody to help you with this. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it.